Hi, this is Bill Satterlee, along with my co-host Kent Lindquist. We'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz on the feeling of jazz. I'm going to kick off the show from a CD called Atlantic Jazz Gallery. It has about 12 different artists on it, so it's a nice compilation and something you might look at if you go up to the Jazz Record Mart or something. I'm going to play a tune called Ramblin' by Ornette Coleman on alto sax, Don Cherry on trumpet, see who is playing bass, Billy Higgins on drums. So let's listen to Ramblin'.
Thank you.
That's some pretty good music to ramble with, and I forgot to mention that the bass player was Charlie Hayden.
Bill, a couple of shows ago, I did a salute to that great organ player, Jimmy Smith, and I had enough material left to do another show, that great jazz organist out of Philadelphia. You know, before 1956, there weren't too many jazz organists around. We've got quite a few on the scene today. About that time, we had Bill Doggett, maybe, and Wild Bill Davis, and then Jimmy Smith blew into town, New York City, and took the city by storm. And this is an album that he cut called, on the Blue Note label in February of 63, called Rockin' the Boat. And he's ably assisted by alto sax man Lou Donaldson, Quentin Warren, his regular guitar, rhythm guitar man on guitar, Donald Bailey on drums. This is a little Jimmy Smith composition called Canned Heat. Thank you. Of course, was a great organ player, Jimmy Smith, ably assisted by Lou Donaldson on alto sax. There was a Jimmy Smith composition called Can't Heat, and they really had the pot cooking on that one.
Yes, they did. I'm going to go with the trio sound of Mose Allison on piano, Ozzie Johnson on drums, and Addison Farmer on bass, playing a tune entitled Your Mind is on Vacation.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You're telling stories about the dames. You're over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it. And you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working.
I love that song. He is an accomplished piano player. Can play straight-ahead jazz, but he does do vocals on most of the tunes that he records. So it was Your Mind is on Vacation.
He actually worked with Al Cohn and Zoot Sims before he started to sing. So yes, he was a very good piano player. Well, we're going to continue our highlighting of Jimmy Smith on organ. We're going to turn to a Blue Note album called Home Cooking. It was cut in 1959, and as quite often he had that great guitar player Kenny Burrell on the tracks with him, and he's here doing a tune called Since I Fell for You, which was written by a great band leader from the 40s, Buddy Johnson. We've also got a tenor sax player out of Philadelphia that is not a household name, but he really played nice tenor sax in an organ setting, and Jimmy Smith used him quite a few times. Let's listen to Jimmy Smith's home cooking album doing Since I Fell for You. Mm-hmm. Been listening to a classic that was written by Buddy Johnson, probably back in the 40s. It was made popular by Buddy Johnson with his band and his sister. He used to do the vocals. This is from Jimmy Smith's Blue Note album, Home Cookin', cut back in 1959. Also has some very nice guitar there by Kenny Burrell.
I think if you listened to the show before, you know that I'm a big Count Basie fan, so I'm going to play something from a Verve CD called Frankly Basie, playing the hits of Frank Sinatra. So he and the orchestra are going to play Saturday Night is the Loneliest Night in the Week.
Thank you.
you have to spend a Saturday night alone, it would be a good thing to listen to this CD because it would pick up your spirits.
Now I'm going to do something by Jimmy Smith. It was a Blue Note album cut back in February of 63 called Bucket, the Incredible Jimmy Smith, with his perennial sidekick on guitar, Quentin Warren, and Donald Bailey on drums. He used Donald Bailey on many, many of his albums. And this was cut back in 1963. This is a little blues written by Jimmy Smith called Sassy May. Just been listening to Sassy May, a nice little blues written by Jimmy Smith from his album Bucket, cut in 1963. some fine guitar work there by Quentin Smith, and the drummer was Donald Bailey.
I want to play a quintet sound of a group that didn't, they weren't, you know, playing with each other all the time. They weren't a working group. But the name of the CD is a Concord CD, and it's titled Soft Shoe, featuring Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Harry Sweets Edison trumpet, George Duke piano, and Jake Hanna drums. So let's listen to a Jimmy Durante composition called Inka Dinka Doo.
Thank you.
That was a tune called Inka Dinka Doo, with some good trumpet by Harry Sweets Edison and great piano by George Duke from a Concord CD, Soft Shoe.
Now, after Jimmy Smith cut innumerable albums on the Blue Note label from about 56 to about 65, he signed up with Norman Granz on the Verve label and did compositions and tunes in all types of contexts. This is a context of a big band that was cutting around 1965 from a Verve album called Hoochie Coochie Man. And this is a tune called TNT, written by drummer Grady Tate, along with Ben Tucker, the bass man. This is a group that was composed of an orchestra led up by Oliver Nelson, who did the arrangements. It had an all-star aggregation with people like Snooky Young and Phil Woods, Jerome Richardson, Barry Galbraith in the orchestra. Big band. Let's listen to Jimmy Smith do TNT. Thank you. was a big band along with Jimmy Smith, a composition called TNT. It was a orchestra was directed by Oliver Nelson. He did the arrangements and had an all-star band backing him up. It was a great track.
I'm going to play something from the Teddy Charles Tenet on the Atlantic label, and that's the name of the CD. It's a tune that was composed by Jimmy Giuffre called The Quiet Time, featuring Teddy on vibes, Mal Waldron on piano, Ed Shaughnessy drums, Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, Teddy Kotcheck on bass, and Jimmy Rainey on guitar, just to name a few. So let's listen to The Quiet Time.
Thank you.
We slowed down a little bit to let you catch your breath. That was Teddy Charles Tennant doing The Quiet Time.
Well, this is Kent Lindquist along with Bill Satterlee. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And I hope you'll stick around for the second hour. We've got some great swinging sounds for you after the news at the top of the hour. So we're going to close out with a little board fade on a thing done by Jimmy Smith called on the Verve label called The Master. And this is a tune that he reprised for, it was a big hit back in the 30s, and this he did this again now in 1993. I think back in the 30s it was done by the Jimmy Lunsford band. Let's listen to Jimmy Smith on organ, Kenny Burrell on guitar doing organ Brownjer swing.